Holy Spirit, fill me with your light. Open my mind and my heart to the ways that I am walking in deception or error. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. I ask you today to cleanse my heart and purify my mind from all unrighteousness. Lord, peel back the scales of deception and lies that have blinded me from your truth. At this moment, I fully and completely dedicate my whole mind and heart to you. If there is anything in my life or being that is displeasing to you, I ask that you would convict my heart, forgive me completely, and deliver me from all unrighteousness. In the areas that I am weak, anoint and strengthen me in your spirit. Matthew 5:29 declares, "If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." This day I denounce all forms of evil in my life, and I turn my heart, soul, and mind to you alone. Lord, I ask you to set my face as flint towards your ways and establish my footsteps firmly rooted in your wisdom and truth. The word says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Lord, this day I ask that you fill my lamp to overflowing with your spirit. Let your light and your love radiate from me to others. May I have a heart for the lost, the less fortunate, and those who are blinded and walking in darkness. May I purpose in my heart to frequently pray for my family and friends who do not know you, so that they may escape hell and that which is to come upon the earth. Your word says that it is your desire that none should perish, but all would come unto repentance. Please forgive me for turning a blind eye to those who need you, and instead being wrapped up in my own life and affairs. I believe that the fervent and effectual prayers of the righteous avail much, and today I am determined to make it a priority to pray for the redemption of others as well as myself. I declare the words of Psalms 119 and imprint them upon my heart. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart towards your statutes and not towards selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant, and teach me your ways. Lord, today I make a new start, a new beginning. As Esther spent an entire year to prepare for the marriage of her king, I declare this day that I will prepare for your coming. It is time for me to examine my own heart and to rid myself of all that would defile my wedding garment. I confirm Colossians 3 over my life. Since I've been raised with Christ, I set my heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. I set my mind on things above, not on earthly things. For I died, and my life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is my life, appears, then I also will appear with him in glory. I put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to my earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. For in the past or present time, I used to walk, or may even continue to walk, in these ways. But now, with the power of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me and strengthening me, I rid myself of anger, rage, malice, slander, dishonesty, bitterness, unbelief, disobedience, and unholy communication. Since I have been risen with Christ, I take off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and image of my Creator. I let Christ live in me and through me without exception. As one of God's chosen people, I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I am enduring with others and forgive everyone who has hurt or wronged me. I forgive as the Lord forgave me. And above all these virtues, I put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Lord, this day I declare that nothing stands between me and a fulfilling and flourishing relationship with you. You are all I need. This day I declare that I will seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all that I truly need will be added unto me. I denounce the way of Baal in my life. I turn from the idols of materialism, greed, prestige, power, and self-sufficiency, and place my trust in you to meet all my needs according to your mighty riches and glory. The Bible says, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" I acknowledge that this world is passing away, and I will only be here for a short time more. I have spent many years building my natural home. Now it is time for me to build my spiritual home, where I will spend eternity in heaven with you. Lord, I surrender to your will and your way in my life. I let go of the false securities that I have held on to for so long, so that I may be fully available to you, to hear your voice, and to follow the divine path that you have laid out before me. You are the one and only true God. I denounce any and all forms of New Age practices and spiritualism that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. And that power of Jesus, of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and of the great I Am. Thank you, God, for hearing my prayers and the meditations of my heart. Thank you for cleansing me and making me white as snow. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for convicting me of sin so that I can confess, repent, and regain my right standing with you. Nothing can separate me from your love. I will use every opportunity to run to you and not away from you. Where I am weak, I will ask for your strength. Where I am fearful or doubtful, I will ask you to increase my faith. Fill me with your presence so that your love, joy, and peace permeate every fiber of my being, and that I am sensitive to your spirit at all times. For in you I live and move and have my being. May I become one with you. For whoever cleaves unto the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Lord, I love you with all my heart, soul, and strength. I thank you for renewing my mind and heart so that I will be ready at your coming. Lord, do not forsake your servant, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. I am yours now and forevermore. Help me to prepare for your appearing. For it is not by power, nor by might, but by your Spirit, declares the Lord. Let your Spirit move in and through me to do the work that needs to be done. I purpose to meditate on your word and abide in your presence so that I may become intimately acquainted with you. For in quietness and confidence shall be my peace. Your sheep hear your voice and no other voice where they follow. Fine-tune my ears so that I may know your voice at all times. Do not allow me to be led astray. Help me to be obedient and to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit with boldness, courage, and confidence. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. I surrender unto you now. You are the potter and I am the clay. Mold me into the image that you created me to be. I relinquish all control unto you. May I rejoice at your coming and have a seat at your banquet table. May I hear the words, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord." May I gaze my name in the Lamb's Book of Life and be with you forevermore in paradise. To all these things I pray and declare. Amen. For the remainder of the music, if you desire, just dwell in God's presence.